Overwhelmed by environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report for the latest eco-news bits from around the globe, carefully curated and born by our need to say, WTF! But we also love to share encouraging stories and, of course, ways that you can make your voice count for the Earth. It's not just my Earth, it's our Earth. And together, we can make a difference. Hey, and yes, another Green Divas My Earth 360 with Lynn Hasselberger. Hey, Green Diva Lynn.
Hey, Green Diva Meg, how you doing?
I'm good, until, of course, you tell me what you got for us today, because sometimes it's a little scary.
Well, I try not to be too scary, but, you know, you never know. You would never know it by looking at me, but I can be scary.
That's funny.
So here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
If you ate beef, which I know you don't really, but if you did, and you found out that there were cases of mad cow disease in Brazil, would you buy beef from Brazil?
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. I mean, neither. Well, in 2012, as a precautionary measure, countries suspended meat imports from Brazil when a cow went mad. Well, it died of mad cow disease.
Like Denny
and
Crane.
And the U.S. was not one of them.
Wow.
And now, guess what?
We're importing beef from Brazil?
Well, yes, we do, but, I mean, there's not necessarily a mad cow disease going on right now. That was a 2012 incident.
Okay.
But last week, the Republican-led House of Representatives passed a bill to repeal country of origin labeling, also known as COOL, C-O-O-L.
Country of origin
so
labeling,
not
got
so
it.
COOL. That since they passed that, it means if you buy beef, you won't know whether it came from Brazil or whatever other country.
And is it only relating to meat products?
Beef,
okay.
And pork, and okay. I believe poultry.
Wow.
So, and I don't know, I think, I'm not sure right now if we're importing beef from China.
Oh, dear.
I personally... I don't know. Nothing against China, but I do know that there is some dog meat eating going on over there. And I would hate to think that there was dog meat in my beef.
Well, I wonder...
I do eat beef on occasion for my... I need to beef up my iron levels.
Ha ha ha. You got to beef it up. Yeah, pump
it
up.
I didn't really mean to make that a pun. But here's the deal. According to a survey conducted by the Consumer Federation of America, 90% of consumers want this kind of labeling. Now, there's still going to be voluntary labeling, and this is why, you know, looking at labels is so important. We have the right to know what's in our food.
And
but
where it comes...
we just can't
know it because
of things like this.
I was just going to say we have a right to know... what's in our food and where it comes from.
And where it comes from.
Yeah.
Where's the beef from?
Where's the beef?
And this is all coming from, in large part, the World Trade Organization. They ruled that labeling discriminates against imports.
Huh.
Giving the U.S. NAFTA trade partners the green light to impose over $3 billion in tariffs against our exports in a sort of retaliation. You know, people are afraid we are going to have to be faced with those types of tariffs, although we don't know if
you know, how about everybody just step up and, like, get to a good standard so that we don't, you know, like if you see Brazilian beef, you're like, wow, cool, okay.
Well, and I guess supposedly, you know, that is regulated for food safety, but you know how all that goes. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So there is a way to... there's a little action item through Take Part that I will post.
Okay,
so you
good.
Can at least take a pledge and
so
ask
here's,
for this to change.
Here's,
which who knows if it will.
And really, what people can do is if you eat meat, really be conscious of where your meat. And I think we've been saying this for years anyway.
Right.
What I call a conscious carnivore. If you're going to eat meat, know where it comes from. I mean. You know, we have local farms around here and, you know, in the region at least that we know and we, you know, that they label their stuff. You know where it comes from. You buy it in either that local health food store, some of the restaurants serve it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know where it comes from. You know the farmers. You know the producers.
Well, what's odd, what I find to be odd is that you can buy a pound of ground beef, and Bill Maher had this on his show. He pulled out a pound of ground beef, and it was labeled because, you know, it still hasn't all come into being. But the meat was from a number of different countries.
Yeah, which is like, how does that, it's getting processed, like grown here, processed somewhere else, thrown back here for packaging and distribution? That's just wrong.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And wrong.
And, well, it's an environmental hazard all the way around. People, just go vegetarian. That's my pitch.
Well, there you go. That's another idea.
Anyway, thank you for a really good report, and we'll stay tuned on how that progresses. Thanks, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Get all the details from this Green Divas My Earth 360 report and lots more on thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E. GreenDivas.com and MyEarth360.com.